It was easy. I could not take longer vacations this year, so I stick for 6-day race this year. And first I thought that, okay, well, 6 days, it's just a bit more than half of a 10. it's gonna be fine. And then I thought, okay, it's like 2 days plus 2 days plus two, make 6. And everything seemed to be, like, I had some confidence that it will be good. I'll enjoy it. And,
well, you look like you're enjoying it now. I mean, but do you have another version of enjoyment?
I really enjoy, and I try to enjoy every second of being here. But this, the second day of a race that I had this year, I never had in any other races. It was, well, it was really tough for me. And I could not expect that on the second day you can feel that like you are running already for at least 5 or 6 days. I had the feeling that it's already 6 days, day of a 10-day race.
Well, now, is that because the first day it was just the weather conditions were so bad? Or is there something else that made day two hard?
I think this is just an experience that you can never predict, you can never plan. This is a Supreme always has his own plan for you, and all you need is to just accept whatever experience, all experiences, and to accept it as cheerful as you can. So I try. This morning was really, like, not easy, and I was crying and crying, and then God's grace descended. And now after break, I feel better, and physically and emotionally. So I'm happy.
So when you say you felt bad, we're talking about bad on all levels, physical, mental, everything. Or was there something specific, pains or tiredness? What is Jai Salini's meaning of I feel bad?
Well, it was in general a feeling of hurting everything. And when you start, like, being sorry for yourself, that you go through all this pain, and once you start to get, once you try to get rid of this feeling and just to enjoy, even if it is pain, well, it will go away at some point. Just when I tried to concentrate on something else, on, for example, breathing, when trying to get energy and power from everything around, from trees, from sky, and when we saw at midday, it was a beautiful, beautiful rainbow. I have never ever seen such a rainbow. I think this morning was quite difficult for everybody. And when we saw a rainbow of a shape, in the shape of a circle around the sun, and everybody was staring, like looking at the sky, and got so much joy. And it was such a special blessing.
Well, that's fantastic. I wish I was here. Now, you've gone through 2 days. First two. You're working on the next two. And then two more after that. Because it is a different race than you've done in the past, 10 days usually you do. Do you have a goal?
Of mileage, but yesterday I had such like a spark that just to stay in a good consciousness. You always, like I always, of course, try to, I tried to shorten my sleeping time this year, to stay more on track, on course, and so far I could do it, which gives you more mileage. But I just try not to be attached to this mileage and to the results. Just to, for me, the point is to stay in the moment and not to think of past or future. Just to do this one step after another.
Thank you.
Thank you.